USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, officially beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors tomorrow, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th. But Senator John Cornyn believes that going through with the trial is counterproductive. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that going forward with impeachment shows bad judgment by Democrats.
In the meantime, it seems very, very much counterproductive if you're President Biden to say we're going to take the precious first days of a new administration and we're going to squander it on this impeachment trial. I just think it's shockingly bad judgment. I think if, in fact, what you want is for this administration to get off on a strong foot and develop some momentum.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Senate confirmed Janet Yellen Monday as the Secretary of the Treasury. She becomes the first woman to lead that department. Her nomination passed with an 84-15 vote. The next cabinet nominee up for a vote is Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken. He was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday, 15-3, sending that nomination to the full Senate. Health officials in Minnesota have confirmed the discovery of a new variant of coronavirus, first identified in Brazil. The variant, known as the Brazil P1, is thought to be more infectious than the initial strain of the virus. The patient that was infected by the strain had recently returned to the Twin Cities metro area after traveling to Brazil. And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced Monday that she will run for governor of Arkansas. The daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee will face current Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge in a Republican primary to replace current Governor Asa Hutchinson. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
California will lift its regional stay-at-home order. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California said Monday it is lifting a regional order that called on residents to stay at home except for essential activities, as the state cited positive signs about the spread of COVID-19. According to a release by the California Department of Public Health, nearly all of the regions that were previously under a stay-at-home order will return to the state's tier system for coronavirus. Hair salons, tattoo parlors, nail salons, and other similar places may also open with modifications in the purple tier, the most severe indicator. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Galli said the December holidays did not overwhelm the healthcare system to the degree they had feared.
And a change could be coming to the $20 bill. Jeremy Scott has that story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department plans to put Harriet Tubman, the 19th century abolitionist leader, on the 20. Currently the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson's face, occupies the bill.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country, and Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Psaki says further details on the timing of the release of the new bill would come from the Treasury Department.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.